This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Patriots Monday on Sports Radio WEEI. Patriots Monday is presented by Ace Ticket, where New England fans go for tickets to all their favorite events. Visit aceticket.com. By Putnam Investments, proud partners of the New England Patriots, and brought to you in part by Gillette, official shave of the New England Patriots. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
I've got to do a better job getting our team ready to go, and that's where it starts. We're more disciplined than what we're showing with the penalties and drops and so on. We've got it in tackling. We've got a bunch of things we've got to work on here and get them turned around. I've seen us do it better, and we will do it better. And as coaches, we got to make sure we're putting the guys in the right position, and that, again, starts right here with me.
Andy Reid, post-game, after a Chiefs loss.
Yeah.
What do you think about the Chiefs?
I think that they can score a lot of points, but I'll tell you one thing. They're not going back to the AFC Championship.
You don't think so?
Nope. Over his last 13, Patrick Mahomes, 7-6. 7-6. Sorry, I just Andy Reid. I choked on a burp. Andy Reid, yeah. I mean, he can tell me all he wants about needing to tackle better, fix the defense. They've been talking about this for a year and a half. They got showed up twice by the Pats last year. They just gave up 35 to the Titans, who haven't been able to get out of their own offensive way for the majority of the season. It is a terrible defense. They spent the entire offseason addressing it and somehow made it worse. So they can score with the best of them. That jump pass from Mahomes yesterday was sick.
Yeah.
Sick. But that's not a good football team. They've lost four of their last six. No. Get out of here with that.
Who is it then, odds on favor wise? Baltimore
to yeah, be you're there. Yeah, you're going to see a rematch of last Sunday, buddy.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
It's why the number one seed for the Patriots is so important, because the Ravens and Chiefs would likely play each other in that divisional round, and then you'd get the winner of that game after being beaten up in a huge, tough game. So you wouldn't have to go through both the Ravens and the Chiefs to get to the Super Bowl.
This man knows what he says. Also, the over under in that game, Vegas has it at 89.5. Take the over. Take the over. Be a hell of a football game.
So Pats 8-1, Baltimore 7-2, correct?
Right. Yes. So yes. They have a half game lead, because if they were to get the same record, the Ravens would have the tiebreaker because of the head to head.
Ravens pretty tough schedule. Texans, Rams, Niners, Bills, their next four.
Pats have a pretty tough schedule too.
Yep.
Eagles, Cowboys, Texans, Chiefs. Although I gotta say, the way the Cowboys played last night, feeling a little better about that game now. You get through the Eagles, you get through the Cowboys, you can breathe easy.
Yeah.
And breathe a little easier.
Belichick's not going to lose to Jason Garrett at home. There's no shot. Worst coach possibly in the NFL.
He might clap his way to victory. He is a terrible coach. Terrible, terrible coach. Greg, have you been preparing yourself for the week of Philly special replays that we're going to be treated to?
Yes, I can't wait. Philly special. Philly special.
Philly special. Should I take a selfie in front of the Foles statue outside of the stadium?
Yes.
Or should
I
relieve myself and just hope that I make it home alive?
Why are you going down there?
Because our boss told me to.
Oh, the boss told you to.
Even though I said, please don't send me. And he said, I'm going to. So.
Is the Philly cheesesteak the most overrated sandwich in the history of American food?
Yes.
No.
Actual Philly cheesesteak in Philly was the most overrated thing I've ever eaten.
I thought it was the Popeye's chicken sandwich until Danielle and Wiggy and Stanley Stiz Grimey were gushing about it after eating it.
Hashtag worth it.
Yeah. Pat's, Geno's, all these. The cheese says, just bulky bread. Mm. You don't get much in it. You want it wit or whiz. it's not a great sandwich. I will say, though, Philadelphia did give us the Philly cheesesteak egg roll. And that's what's up.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh.
Absolutely. there's some, I was reading an article, there's some place that down in Philadelphia that claims that they invented that and that Davio's stole it.
How dare they?
I know. It really infuriated me because
Steve
Davio's,
DiFilippo, earmuffs.
It was an interview with Steve, and he was like, sorry, didn't happen that
Too
way.
Too bad, so
and,
sad.
And I know he's absolutely right about that. Absolutely right about that. If you want to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. We got a big guest coming up this week, and Curtis and I were talking about this. Christian from the afternoon show is going to be on the air for 25 Wednesday at 2.
And then all the way through till, I believe, 3 o'clock on Thursday.
Yeah. And he's delivering a pretty big guest for us on Thursday.
Thursday morning, Alex Guerrero, live on the Greg Hill Show with Christian Fourier in studio, which will be his first Boston radio interview that I can remember ever.
Wow.
Looking forward to it very much coming up on Thursday.
What a get.
And, of course, he's doing this all in the name of raising money when it comes to diabetes and to fighting diabetes.
Yes, I am also going to be joining Christian, I believe, for the 4:30 to 5:30 hour Thursday morning.
Really?
Before our show.
Oh,
yes.
I'm working a little overtime.
Yeah, it's for the kids.
Yes.
It's for the kids.
What do you guys
Very
gonna,
rare that I work yeah. overtime,
have
you know
that. Have you
planned
anything out for the
We have some
show.
Stuff going. Yes, we have yes. some stuff going. Got a couple of guests coming in. We got a little panel developing. I don't know if he wants me to give away any secrets yet, but we've got some things in the works.
A texter says, Nick, that the Chiefs are tough at home, so they do not buy your argument that it's going to be the Ravens that make it to the AFC Championship.
Oh, cool. How tough were they at home when they lost three there this year? Just checking. I don't know. I hate when facts and stats get in the way of arguments, but yeah, they've lost three games at home this year.
Four, if you go back to January of last year.
That's right. That's four games in the calendar year 2019, so how tough are they at home?
But don't you think he gets better? The injury's got to still be an issue for him.
Did you see him yesterday?
Yes, I did. But
the guy literally jumped up over the defensive line and threw a ball against his body, and it was a strike to Mecole Hardman, who turned on the Jets and raced home for seven.
So they can't They can't blame it at all on that.
Absolutely, absolutely not.
It's defense only.
They can blame it on the fact that they botched a field goal. And then they had a minute and 10 left, and they let Ryan Tannehill march down the field, have his way with them, and then put the cigarette out in their face by running it in for two to win the game.
Yeah, the only problem with that is it kills Ken's theory that Tom Brady is going to play for Mike Vrabel.
It does not. Are you kidding?
Because Tannehill is...
You see Adam Humphries with the game-winning touchdown, the guy that Brady wanted here, but the Patriots were too slow because Belichick was in Barbados to sign him.
Ken, he had a catch yesterday.
Yeah, the biggest catch of the game.
They will move on from that contract as fast as I can say you are
absolutely
out of your mind. $9 million a year to
When Brady goes there, he's going to make him a star, like Welker and Edelman before him.
The Chiefs' defense allowed Ryan Tannehill, who was basically out of work 3 weeks ago, to have a QB rating of 134.
He looked amazing. He looked. The Chiefs' defense is like, that's who you want to play because they're star makers at this point. Just brutal, absolutely brutal.
And Sam Darnold thinks that the Jets can win out and make the playoffs.
Of course they can.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, we need every win from now on. Because we still got a chance. I mean, if we got on a roll here and we went out, we got a chance at the playoffs. So guys in this locker room know this. They know that, and, we're really excited to, continue to get back to work.
CTE is a hell of a drug, Greg. There's no chance the Jets are making the playoffs. None. Was that their second win of the season?
Statistically, there is.
Oh, they haven't been eliminated yet?
Yes.
God. There are seven teams with 500 or winning records ahead of them, and the Jets are going to leapfrog all of them because they beat one of the five worst teams in the NFL in a trash fire bowl in their own stadium yesterday. Hooray.
Even the New York team that they wanted to win lost, and the team that's trying to lose won. So the Jets are trying to tank to get a better player, and the Giants are actually trying to improve, and neither could actually execute
that. The Jets lost to the Dolphins last week, although watch out. Break up the Dolphins, Greg. Two in a row.
Yeah.
Two in a row for Fitzmagic, who, when he finishes out with Miami this year, should Tom Brady leave, will probably be the starting quarterback for the Patriots next year. He's got to work his way through the whole AFC East.
Yeah.
How would you like that?
I wouldn't like it. Yeah, I would like nobody to be the quarterback of the New England Patriots other than Tom Brady for the rest of his life, for the rest of his entire life.
Oh, ditto. But like, you don't think Belichick thinks like, I could probably make us go 12-4 with Fitzpatrick. See what 12 thinks about that.
Fitzpatrick was so mad they had him go into concussion protocol late in the fourth quarter. It was bizarre. He was arguing with the ref after he got hit, and he was barely hit in the head. He sprinted to the blue tent and then was there for like not even 10 seconds and went back on the field. It was the biggest sham I've ever seen.
And how's everyone doing out there who was like, how can Belichick cut Hoyer? What's he doing going in with Jason Statham as the backup for Brady? What's he thinking? Hoyer's going to go out there and lead him to the playoffs. Oh, look, he looked sharp yesterday.
Looked Brian sharp. Hoyer.
Looked real sharp. Brian Hoyer.
Well, a lot of people were whining about that decision. I don't remember a lot of. I mean, there were some.
He was a great scout team QB.
Yes, he's the greatest scout team QB ever in the history of scout team QBs.
When that's the value that someone adds, that's what they say. He was fantastic at emulating the other quarterback. I vouched for it. They made the right move.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, don't forget that KC was gifted 3 points on the first drive due to the bogus fumble that was actually not a fumble.
Right. They can move the ball. There's no one's saying that Kansas City won't be a tough out or that they won't provide for some of the most entertaining football the rest of the way and in the playoffs. All I'm saying is the Raiders are nipping at their heels. They're Raiders. Knock on wood if you believe in the Raiders. And that they have absolutely no defense. None. They can't stop anybody. They can't stop a cold. They can't stop a nosebleed. They can't stop traffic in Boston at 8 a.m. They can't do anything on defense.
Andrew Reid's a coach that's just never going to win a Super Bowl. He's been in the NFL forever. He's always had talented teams, and he's just never been able to take a team to the next level.
Yeah. Did somebody say home field in the playoffs was not important? A 781 texter is all worked up. Says, obviously, home field in the playoffs is ginormous, you idiot. I don't know. I mean,
I don't know.
You didn't say it wasn't important.
I say plenty of things that merit being called an idiot, but yes, I did not say that. Yeah. No. You agreed awfully. You hit the like button on that post pretty quick, Danielle.
I unliked it, and then I liked it again.
Countless things.
What a dick. By accident. I forgot I liked it already.
For the Patriots, it's going to be enormously important because you do not want to go back to Baltimore and play that AFC Championship. It wasn't a big deal last year when they went and they beat the Chiefs in January, but when you play Baltimore, they're going to want to play that game at home.
Hey, speaking of liking posts, did Tom Brady like any of AB's burner accounts over the weekend?
Haven't seen that he did. I'm keeping an eye on it. We're monitoring.
How great was that story this weekend?
So great.
That he has countless burner accounts on Twitter. The poor guy.
How great are his burners?
Do you feel bad for Antonio Brown?
Nope.
I mean, you got a guy who's sitting at home creating Twitter burner accounts so that he could comment on himself whenever anybody says anything negative about AB. Do you feel bad for him, or do you feel like he's just a jerk?
B.
You don't feel bad for him?
I think emotionally he is a nor'easter of terrible decisions. He just everything, all of it, all of the intentions. He wants to be better. But his mind is just an absolute disaster. And I know I opined for them taking one more chance on him last week because you want Brady happy, you want the dependable target, and you want that seventh duck boat parade. But, you know, I'll take the L on that one. I'll walk it back. I mean, he literally told the NFL to go F themselves on social media 2 hours after I said that.
And then he liked it from five of his burner accounts.
But Wiggy, even last Thursday night, was arguing with Dale saying he still should be in the league. He should be here. Friday morning with us, he was doing the same thing.
Wiggy feels pretty strongly about that. I mean, you'll hear him tomorrow morning. He'll say the same thing. He says it over and over and over again.
Even Dan Aykroyd thought Wiggy's take on it was ridiculous. Jeez. Well,
I mean, he used his own birthday in one of the burner accounts. I mean, he needs help from
somebody.
So he needs like a social. He needs to have his own social media team who can handle all that stuff for him.
I heard he's just like you, Greg. He has his own birthday week. He has the whole thing.
He probably does.
He also loves chuckles.
All right. 617-779-7937 is the number to call if you'd like to be on with us this morning. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37- 93.7. It's a Patriots Monday. Tom Brady will join us at some point this morning before the show ends at 10.
It's a Patriots Monday on WEEI. Now, here's what's trending.
Driven by the award-winning 2019 Honda CR-V, Boomer Esiason earlier, brought to you by DCU and Vertex. That'll be up shortly here at WEI.com and on our podcast page. You guys went over some of the football results from the weekend. Tonight, game of the week in Monday Night Football, 7-2 Seahawks at the 8-0 Niners. 6-point favorite for your Ragnaroks, Fitzy. We'll join that at 7:30.
6.5. It's down to 6 now?
I've seen both.
Yeah. I think Niners by a field goal. I can see them barely hanging on. Russell Wilson with his rookie wide receiver who is tall that he throws the ball to a lot is doing very well this year. Rookie wide receiver.
More N'Keal Harry questions from you today for Tom, maybe? Going to put the screws to him?
Because I want to be asked in what sense again. Yeah, that's what I want.
Patriots at the Eagles, 4:25 kickoff at Lincoln Financial. The Patriots spread there 3 to 3.5. Team meetings and practice today, then players are off again tomorrow. Ian Rappaport was just on NFL Network. He keeps talking about Gronk. He had this Gronk report over the weekend. He said the same thing again today and then added a little bit to it just in the last hour.
I am also told by someone who has spoken to Rob Gronkowski recently, he has made no moves toward that. In other words, at this point, he is still very much retired. However, go back to when Rob Gronkowski was cleaning out his locker when he had announced that he was retiring, kind of a surprise announcement. Owner Robert Kraft came up to him and left him with a message that still resonates right now. He wants Gronk back for November, December, and the playoffs. Kraft's message was essentially, don't worry about the other time. During the stretch one run, when it counts the most, we want you back. But it remains to be seen whether Gronk will do that or not.
Well, he's only got until the 30th, right?
The 30th.
It has to be by November 30th.
Correct.
So I don't
But now, why is Rappaport keep fanning these flames? He got a little nugget and wants to keep, threw it out there Sunday. Now he's got it again Monday. I mean, it is a little juicy. The fact that Kraft told him, this is the plan. This was the plan in Kraft's mind. I don't know. Did you talk to Gronk? Where are your sources?
It wasn't the plan. It doesn't appear to be the plan in Gronk's mind, though. It may have been the plan when it came to Mr. Kraft, but I don't think it was Gronk's plan.
He told you that he was done, didn't feel the passion, but he would only need 2 weeks to fire it back up.
That March conversation was pre-Perry. He had not met Perry Antony.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, geez. Bruins dropped a third in a row, 3-2 shootout loss last night. They did come back for a point salvage with 2 goals in the third. Another one from Brad Marchand. Danton Heinen scored as well. Bees host Florida tomorrow at 7. Tonight, Celtics and the Mavs. And the Seas, of course, coming off losing Gordon Hayward over the weekend. Fractured hand. He will see the specialist today to determine the severity of that. And the baseball GM meetings begin today in Scottsdale. Still nothing yet, Hillman. Waiting for Bradford to break a report from out. But, it's early out there.
Well,
it's 3 hours time.
Will he join us live when he has some breaking
certainly,
baseball
yes.
off-season news? All right, I can't wait.
Live from Pedroia's house? Yes, he will. All right, this is the Greg Hill Show.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Philly special. God, a full week of Philly special talk.
Another Philly special up.
Speaking of movies, did you see the thing over the weekend about the new James Bond movie where he is going to be driving an electric car?
He's so woke.
Because it's a woke. It's a woke James Bond.
Way to
Bond.
Ruin the franchise. Come on. Can we stop it?
The Daniel Craig Bond?
From the all-female reboots to this now. We're killing Hollywood one movie at a time.
This is why your lead is relevant. Hillary Clinton is going to run. This is the woke era.
Yes, you're right.
007 is ready for Hillary Clinton 2020.
Well, is there some advantage? Like the gasoline's flammable, so maybe there's got to be some technical advantage, right?
You mean that he can shoot it? I mean, he used to be able to shoot fire out of his vehicle. That's probably killing the environment.
Carbon emissions.
Right.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
But what if
his car is Wi-Fi enabled and MI6 is compromised?
He's going to drive an electric Aston Martin in the upcoming film.
Oh. Going to be able to catch anybody?
Nope. The script also has Mr. Bond marrying a doctor who then refuses to take his last name.
Oh. Are you joking? Are you
I'm not kidding.
You're not kidding.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my Lord.
James, you've not been able to catch the enemy. Sorry, I ran out of a charge, M.
Right. He's going to stop in the middle of trying to flee from a villain. Mm-hmm. Plug his woke electric car in. Give me a break.
The only good thing is at least they're keeping some of the sexual innuendo.
Oh, they are.
Which is good.
You would think that would be wildly inappropriate in the Me Too era.
You would. I guess in one scene, his Daniel Craig's secret agent is struggling to get a seaplane airborne, and his passenger keeps yelling, "Get it up, get it up." And then he replies, "I've never had a problem with that before."
Of course he hasn't. He's James Bond.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
What a weird about face. Like, this is like, because Daniel Craig especially, like, embodied everything that was, you know, blunt and sexual and aggressive that Sean Connery used to do. Like, in the opening scene of Casino Royale, he kills a guy by smashing his face into a urinal and then almost burns down Italy because he's so mad about his girlfriend. And now he's going to basically just sort of like be like a complimentary, environmentally deferential Bond. Oh,
who do you think? Who was your favorite Bond? I think Pierce Brosnan was pretty good.
Yes.
The scripts did not do his portrayal justice. Those weren't particularly strong movies.
Never mind the scripts.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I thought he was good.
Yeah.
But it's Sean Connery. James Bond is Sean Connery.
Really?
Period. Yes. Full stop.
Yeah.
End of discussion.
Who was the guy after him?
Roger Moore.
Yeah, he was pretty good too.
And George, we had a cup of coffee with George Lazenby on Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Yeah.
Roger Moore was very tongue in cheek. He played it with a wink and a smile. Sean Connery was just a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A very hairy, sexy jerk. Those movies are so good. Saturday afternoon Bond marathon on TNT, 24 hours of awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis alluded to my lead, which was that several of those who are close to Hillary Clinton are now floating the trial balloon that it's not too late for her to enter the race.
Of course. Surprised by this?
I am kind of surprised.
Why?
By it. Because she, I mean, in her mind, she's lost a couple times now.
And?
Well,
that just has to do with the field, the contenders, and the circumstances. Sometimes you just have to wait for the right opportunity. And that's, I firmly believe that Hillary has that in her head.
Really?
I don't think she's going to give up. When she was talking about, you know, after losing the last election, how she was done with it, I'm like, there's no way Hillary's done. It's like saying the Stones are done touring.
I don't know. I mean, now somebody's going to text in and say she won the popular vote.
Right.
So, I mean, but do you think she has a chance?
Sure.
What, because they don't have anybody else?
They have nobody.
Well, Biden, I mean, she
If Hillary jumped in the race, you don't think she'd skate way ahead of Biden?
Do you know anybody that enthusiastically supports her? Vote for her because she was the candidate and they hated Trump, but that, like, really like her?
There's a lot of women, I think, who do. I mean, certainly there's women who do. I mean, I don't know. Listen, we live in Massachusetts, so I guarantee you there are those listening who would want to vote for her again.
Sure.
But
the emails!
Okay.
server.
And a lot of women that don't like Hillary Clinton, too.
Right.
There are.
There were a lot of women who voted for Trump specifically, not just because they were fans of Trump, but because they wouldn't want to vote for Hillary, which to me was a shock. But I always thought she would have had those votes.
Wish they could have flipped that Weld Johnson ticket around.
Can you imagine another set of those debates with Clinton and Trump?
God. No.
Ugh. No.
I'll read the synopsis the next day. Thanks.
Now we got Bloomberg jumping into the race. They say Hillary should jump in. Just let this field sort itself out at this point.
Right.
Here's a 617 text. It says, you guys have to take a look at that electric Aston Martin before you make fun of it. It's an amazing.
Oh, I'm sure it's tremendous. Let's just, you know, leave it alone.
Here's a 774 text that says, is the type of car actually going to ruin the movie for you?
Yes.
LOL. Well, it's not. I mean, it's not.
Well, it's a big factor, though. The car in a James Bond movie? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. It's one of the main elements of parts of the movie.
I mean, I'm sure they won't be shooting the oil slick out like they used to because that's horrible for the environment.
No, it'll be something compostable for sure that'll come out of the back of it.
Hey, black gold.
Yeah, exactly. But look, if you get in one of those Teslas, those things go 0 to 60 in 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm. He's probably, James Bond is probably going to stab somebody with some villain to death with his metal straw that he carries around, Nick, like you.
$50. Danielle's got that metal straw.
I do. James Bond probably will fall asleep and take a nap in the self-driving car as he's going to hit up a villain.
Brady's an Aston Martin guy. We should ask him about the the electric Aston Martin.
Yeah. Let's see. This is Brian from Fitchburg. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Ken.
Hey,
Danielle.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Warren versus Hillary would be one hell of a scissor fight.
Oh.
That's like page 120 on Pornhub, and I'm not going there.
Oh, God.
I'm going to get me a beer. That's what I'm going to need 9 million beers to watch that.
Who's more likable, Hillary or Liz?
The two of them would have to rip each other apart. I mean,
does not exist.
That would be somewhat thrilling to watch the two of them rip each other apart.
It would be interesting to see the dynamic of both of them trying to control the bitch urge coming out and trying to be like aggressive but yet respectful of the other female candidate. Oh, God.
Thank you all, and God bless you.
It is illegal.
Oh, I'm going to eat my way across the fair.
Screeching.
I mean, I thought I had an annoying voice, but between the two of them, can you imagine the three of us on stage together? God help you.
Well, I mean, it's basically Biden, Warren,
yeah,
and then maybe Hillary Clinton if she decides to get in.
Well, Mayor Pete.
Joe Biden's
Mayor Pete is legitimate. That's my guy.
He's Ken and I.
Is that your guy, Ken?
Yep.
How come?
He's hip. He's young. He gets it. He's got a chance. He's different.
He's specifically trying to capture the, quote, Obama magic, too. And he is surging right now. He is nipping at Warren's heels. I think he's only a point behind her in Iowa already.
Does he have enough experience? I mean, well, look
who says experience matters? The only experience that matters. Please. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
That's funny. You've said a few funny things today, Greg. That's probably the funniest so far.
Who does Trump want to face? Clinton, Hillary, or Liz? Who would he prefer?
I would think he would like to go at Hillary again. I would think he probably would. Let's see. Here's a text that says, does she have enough money? I don't know. She probably has like 10, 15 million that she's had hanging around in her campaign account.
I'm sure we can find a creative way to siphon some money off the top of the Clinton Foundation for this too. Campaign finance laws be damned.
Well, how much time does she have enough time? I guess it would be dramatic because she'd enter, you know.
It's not like she's an unestablished candidate. If she came in late and nobody knew who she was, then it would be one thing. You could be like, no, she doesn't have enough time.
Yeah.
It's Hillary Clinton.
She's got a year.
She has a very well-established platform. People that are behind her already know what she's about, and they're going to vote for her regardless. People that don't, those are the people that she's got to try to sway. But the emails.
But what if all these candidates now, do you think they're going to be intimidated by the fact that Bloomberg is stepping in and has $52 billion that he can spend on campaign ads? $52 billion
with a B.
Small net worth. Red Sox fan, former New York mayor. $52 billion.
That's how many bathrooms Bezos is going to have in his next house. $52 billion.
All right. 617-779-7937 is the number. If you would like to be on this morning, or if you would prefer to text, you can text on the text line, which is 37937. It's a Patriots Monday. We will hear from Tom Brady at some point before the show ends at 10 this morning. James White on with Dale and Keefe at about 10:15 this morning. And Bill Belichick with OMF at about 5:30 this afternoon here at WEEI. Happy with your musical selections this morning, Ken.
Oh, what?
You're a little off.
How dare you? That is the jam, guy.
How dare I?
If Wiggy were here. That's the jump then, off.
Yeah, Wiggy would love it. Wiggy will be here tomorrow.
Shh, Nick's here.
Yeah. Nick doesn't care if Wiggy's here. Nick's fine
with that. You gotta just talk about just trying to pick at an old nerve. That nerve is dead.
That nerve is, no.
You guys are trying to get down in there. Mm-hmm. That nerve, like most of me since I started working here, is dead.
Dead. Welcome to radio.
Yeah, it's great. I love
it. You're dying? I mean, at what point in your evolution are you at? Are you close to, is it going to happen soon? Or how long do we have left with you?
My soul death?
Yeah.
I'm already soul dead now at this point.
You're soul dead?
Oh, yeah, man.
When do you go down to Philadelphia on Sunday?
Oh, God.
All good.
You're going to encounter the most vile fans in the history of fans.
Stand up in the parking lot, make my way over from Chickie and Pete's. Hey, how great are the Patriots, everybody? I am definitely not a Patriots fan. Good morning, Philadelphia. I love you. What do you think the odds are that Doug Peterson has been trying to scheme up a way to run a version of the Philly special, but with Carson Wentz this time, just to try to rub it in? You know he's they're going to try. They have to.
Well, Boomer said that the key for the Patriots is that they have to be able to throw the ball and throw it constantly.
Couldn't be more right. They have a very good defensive line. Former Raven Jernigan's a big guy. Fletcher Cox, Danielle, you're welcome. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Brandon Graham, famous strip sack in 52. You get past those guys, their secondary is garbage. Makes the Chiefs look like the Patriots. That's how bad their secondary is.
You're not laughing at strip sack, are you? Honestly, you're such a juvenile.
I had her at Cox. I won her over at strip sack.
What a glorious time to be alive!
Isn't that what the Manscaped people do? The strips?
I don't.
No, but Boomer is 100%
right.
That's
next World Series bet.
Oh, please no. Yeah, no. I was hoping Boomer would say that when I asked him that question, Greg, and that's exactly what I thought he would say. If you can get it on the outside, then now Danielle's going to go somewhere with that.
I'm going to tune out for a second.
I can't even. So I think the big question offensively for the Patriots is, obviously, not just will they stay up-tempo and throw the ball, will we see the first-round draft pick?
Yeah.
We'll call him now the first-round draft pick that shall not be named. Will we finally see N'Keal Harry?
Well, a texter wants me to berate Tom Brady about that when he calls in this morning and get his thoughts on N'Keal Harry.
You should, yep.
Yeah, you think so?
Berate Tom Brady.
Yes.
That'll go over well.
You really want to know? You think it's Tom who's making that decision? Or you think he's bitter about it? I think he deals with the personnel that he has given and doesn't worry about those that he has not given.
Oh, my God.
I can't tell if he is mad about them picking him, or that he's not ready, or that Belichick hasn't put him out there yet.
What do you think it is? I mean, he was very curt in his answer to you last week about that.
There has not been a single attaboy or pro Harry confidence vote that I've heard from Brady in weeks, if not all season. Belichick gave him like a little bit of an okay when he said like, well, he's working hard and, you know, special teams, role offense, whatever. Tom, were you at all surprised that N'Keal Harry wasn't activated for the game last night?
In what sense?
Tom, I just wanted to fanboy question. That got a lot of play. That got a lot of play last week.
Two things. One, speaking of Tom, he's going to join us in 15 minutes, according to the Patriots.
All right.
And secondly, this has to do with how hard he's working away from the field. This means that he hasn't been putting the work in at practice. It means he hasn't been putting the work in with Brady. A lot of people wondered just how durable he was early in the year when he got injured in the preseason. I think this has to do with what time and effort N'Keal Harry has been putting in away from the field.
Well, Andy Hart, who has seen a few Patriots practices in his day, said from what he saw, the three catches against Detroit in the preseason withstanding, that Harry just didn't look that good, just was having a hard time fitting in. He looked a little flat-footed. He's thinking, obviously, like he's not just clicking and getting the offense. Didn't have the best of hands and didn't have a lot of separation. And if you're going to be running this up-tempo offense where there's no huddle and you've got to read Brady and you have to get open within 3, 5, 7, or 9 yards, that may not be – his talents may not be best suited to that at this point.
Yeah. And, at this point in the season, if there's no confidence, do you really try to work a guy like that in?
Tom, who basically has come out and said he just wants veterans at this point, that's why you're going to see – Mohamed Sanu be a target monster the rest of the season.
Yeah.
But I just think you can't, like, you can't teach size. You can't coach, like, he's just that big. And they don't have a red zone target at this point. Now, the Patriots, the tight end position has just been an absolute pit for them all season long.
Well, that's because Mr. Kraft thought Gronk was coming back. That's what Rappaport is telling you.
Well, absolutely. I think that's they're holding out hope, but it's getting fainter and fainter by the day, wouldn't you say? I mean, yes. God, he's schlepping it up with us, you know, for hours at a time. But back to Brady, I think this is possibly a weak spot for Tom, that he does not like to work with young guys who aren't ready. They could afford a couple losses. They could afford to put him in there and get some growing pains on the field. I don't know how bad he's been at practice, but look at the AFC crumbling around them. Why wouldn't they at least try? Get him out there a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. If he's not going to be part of the entire up-tempo offense, you're not going to see the same number of targets to Sanu and Edelman, obviously, as you would to Harry, just at least build a little scheme or package where he can come in the red zone. The Patriots, I think, are 30th, 31st in the red zone at this point now. Like, this is exactly what this kid is built for. He's 6'3", 225. How can he not box out a smaller corner and just go up for a 50-50 ball in the corner of the end zone when teams are immediately going to double James White and Edelman and make it a nightmare for Brady to try to throw a pass once you get inside the 20?
But Tom Brady's been, almost since the start of the season, somewhat reticent when it comes to anything other than veteran receivers.
Right.
And in the way in which he's spoken, I mean, almost from the get-go, he was talking about that.
Loved having Josh Gordon come back.
Yes.
They went for AB. They took a chance on the craziest person in the NFL. Obviously, he loved throwing balls to him.
Are you saying he's the craziest person in the NFL, AB?
No, I'm actually saying he's the craziest person in the world.
Incognito's in the NFL.
That's a fair point. That's a good crazy dome right there. Incognito versus AB. But one of them is still employed.
Yeah.
That's Wiggy's lead tomorrow.
Oh, that's right, because, of course, Richie Incognito is different looking than Antonio Brown. I forgot about that. Very fair point.
Very, very fair point.
When Brady had to look Myers way, though, for a little while, when Dorsett went out, Myers caught everything Brady threw him. Everything. Oh, didn't miss a pass.
Here we go.
The rookie of the year.
It's the Myers honking.
Myers is my guy.
Yeah, but he's not. I mean, where's he been lately? I mean, that would have been a prime opportunity for him last week, and he was not in there.
Just going for the vets. It's White. It's.
First of all,
I have not gained that much weight.
You cannot, as we are well aware, on the public airwaves, you cannot use that particular word.
There's only a handful of words you can't say on the radio, and people it's like they think they're talking to their buddy in traffic on the Bluetooth.
I'm gonna drop this coochie on your lip.
There's like seven.
I don't even know what that
is. It? Seven words that you can't use.
I think it's eight.
Entercom has about 25, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they
most,
do.
Yeah.
I like to push the envelope in about six of them.
There's 25 words that you can't use.
Really?
Get away with that now.
Yeah. We added 10 after Wiggy came in.
Yeah.
And
what about euphemisms? If you factor in euphemisms, it's probably got to be hundreds.
Well, code is okay.
Code is okay. It just can't be action describing.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Can be more passive than active.
Even passive, like if you're receiving.
Like a football?
A coffee.
Sports radio.
Hey. Sports ball.
Speaking of getting in trouble, did you happen to see that story over the weekend about the lady, I think it was in Colorado, who was playing topless frisbee?
Yes.
At her boyfriend's house.
I did see that. It was with her husband.
With her husband. And she got a ticket for it.
Yeah.
And she sued the city. And she won.
Bag of cash.
Yeah, like 50,000 or something.
50K.
Like that. Yeah.
It's in Loveland, Colorado. It's a 20-year-old woman, Effie Crocus. She was playing frisbee with her husband back in the end of September in their front yard. And he took his top off. So she took her top because she had seen like this thing about a case where like, you know, the man and the woman were topless. So she was like, yeah, screw it. I'm going to go topless and play frisbee. So she wound up getting a citation. And it turned into this huge court battle. And the 10th Circuit of Appeals had decided a case back in February of this year called Free the Nipple versus City of Fort Collins. And the court in that case found it legal for women to appear topless in any place it would be legal for a man to appear topless. So she basically brought that precedent to the court saying, if this had been decided by a high court, then it should be legal for me to be in my front yard. And she won. So now the city of Loveland is going to pay her $50,000 and they're going to review their existing legislation about toplessness. I think we actually have some sound from her if you want to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is not about the money. This has never been about the money. I was also just hot, so I just took off my shirt, and then everything kind of just went from there. It wasn't until 3 hours later that the cop came, and when he came, he didn't really explain to me why he was there. His only reasoning was, you're pissing off the neighbors. In my own yard, I'm minding my own business. I'm not actively screaming. I'm not actively, like, hurting anybody. I was just trying to play Frisbee.
Pissing off one neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't look good topless.
No.
Nobody else is calling the cops in that case.
That's it. Yeah.
You know it.
Yeah.
I can't get the boys away from the screen door, Harold.
They can't control themselves.
They've been glued.
What's she doing out there with no top on again? Look at this one.
They've been glued to the kitchen window for hours like they're watching Fortnite. That's the stupidest thing ever. Good Lord.
Here's a 978 text that says, why did they draft Harry if he doesn't fit their scheme?
It's a great question. Honestly, it is because
he fits Stidham's scheme. That was a pick for the future. And that's why Tom Brady, I think, is maybe a little less enthused.
You think so?
Yep.
They drafted Harry before Stidham. They didn't even know they had Stidham when they drafted him.
Yeah, but they were going to take a quarterback at some point.
But they didn't know what. Oh, my God. How do we do this? Just play. Well, can we play a song?
The comment that I'm referring to that Tom Brady made early on was that they can't, when it comes to young receivers, I'm paraphrasing, but they can't help him do his job and he can't help them do their job. Is that essentially what he said?
Tis. You are not even really paraphrasing.
Yeah.
Because I think someone... We've asked variations of that similar question to Tom and Edelman as well. Edelman said he'll get in their ear when he needs to, but it's up to them to learn their position and the offense. And Brady said it's not his job. And that sort of goes with this whole interesting arc this season, Greg, about the whole idea of Brady saying so frequently, like, I'm just an employee. I don't make the personnel decisions. I can't coach these guys up. That's their job to do, like... Do you feel like a couple of years ago, you'd hear things like, you know, Brady saying, like, I'm in their ear, we're going over things, whatever.
No, I don't feel. Well, no? You feel like that's that he sounds different when it comes to that.
Maybe he's just tired of it. It is like year 20 of him being in the NFL.
Myers is the Patriots' best rookie wide receiver. That's a 603 text.
We also haven't seen Jawan Williams, and we haven't seen Damian Harris really on the field yet either. So first three picks are kind of just hanging out.
Why no Harris?
Because
even when Burkhead was out,
they went with Brandon Bolden. They went with the veteran who they brought back because the running backs coach Ivan Fears has said each of them is playing so well. It is strictly a depth based decision. They said he's competent. He can play, but they like the vets in front of him so much. He is just a victim of depth at this point. Which seems crazy because the kid was great at Alabama. And with Sony, you know, doing his best Lawrence Maroney stutter step, I feel like they could maybe use a little bit of that. But they say it's a depth issue.
All right. It's a Patriots Monday here at WEEI. We will be joined by Tom Brady in just a few moments. James White on at 10:15 on Dale and Keith today. And Bill Belichick on at 5:30 this afternoon with OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.